Just to be clear, there is no connection between that report on lobbyists and this next story about rodents. No connection. Scientists have created a braver mouse. It may help us understand anxious humans, as NPR's John Hamilton reports.
Your typical mouse tends to hug the walls and hide in corners. But Gleb Chemyatsky of Rutgers University works with mice that don't act this way.
They're kind of like fearless mice. They would go to open spaces, they would explore it freely, and really for mice it's not a good thing because some predator can come and eat them.
The mice are fearless because they have been genetically modified. They are missing a gene called statmin. Removing that gene reduces the fears normal mice are born with, fears of things like open spaces. It also reduces their ability to learn to be afraid. For example, learning to fear a tone that is always followed by an electric shock. Chemyatsky says the discovery of the significance of statmin came from an unusual effort to look at about 5,000 genes in the amygdala, the area of the brain involved in fear. When his team looked at the brains of normal, anxious mice, they found high levels of the protein associated with the statmin gene. Chemyatsky says the next question is whether this gene plays a role in making people anxious.
Because statmin is in mice and in humans, and the protein is very similar in both, and amygdala is also present in both species, I think that what we see in mice, we can replicate in humans.
If Chemyatsky is right, the amygdalas of people with anxiety disorders would have high levels of the statmin protein. Experiments to find out are a ways off. In the meantime, Chemyatsky's team has proved an important point, that brain researchers need to look beyond the usual suspects, the genes associated with neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine. Dr. Tom Insel, the director of the National Institute of Mental Health, says researchers have devoted almost all their time to perhaps 1% of the total number of genes active in the brain.
What's exciting about this paper is this is coming from that other 99%. This is a pretty obscure gene and fairly obscure protein. It's been known a little bit in the cancer literature, but this is a new player and one that may turn out to be very important.
Statmin was previously known primarily for its role in leukemia. Insel says Chemyatsky's team succeeded by working backward. Instead of starting with a well-known gene and trying to link its protein to a certain behavior, they systematically examined all the possibilities.
And now they've got this one, which, my goodness, we had no reason to think was even found in this area of the brain. It turns out to be heavily enriched in this part of the brain, suggesting that maybe it has some kind of a role related to fear and anxiety.
Insel says the discovery does not suggest there will be a cure for human anxiety anytime soon.
But it does suggest that maybe we have a new target for looking at the development of treatments.
Insel says even if this gene doesn't pan out, other previously ignored genes probably will. He says scientists are only beginning to discover all the genes that control the brain. The new study appears in the journal Cell. John Hamilton, NPR News.